How often have we caught a glimpse of something awesome, only to find it disappear, wondering when and if we'll ever get to see it again? Or think of the previews in the movie theater. We get a quick snippet of a coming attraction we're interested in, and then we can't wait until the movie's released. However, in the interim, we need to learn to be patient and to wait. In essence, journey, until hopefully we finally see what we've been waiting to see. In the meantime, we'll have to have faith that whatever we're seeking we'll eventually see, and then we'll need to have to find our way to that particular location. Today, I'm going to attempt to tie all of our scripture readings together and propose to you how they provide us a guide to the meaning of our life's journey in four steps. So here we go. Our first reading today from Genesis is about Abram. It's about Abram's journey and provides us our first step. Everyone's life is a journey. It begins with God and it ends with God. We're all unique, and God has designed many different roads for us to travel. Well, as we all know, to go on a journey of any length, you need a vehicle of some sort. And our vehicle on our journey to God is faith. It was Abram's faith and obedience to God's will and his hope that was his vehicle that led him to leave everything and everyone familiar to him and to follow God's will. Faith isn't easy or obvious. Our church, parents, friends, community, they can help us, but faith can't be given to us by another human. Rather, it's a personal, free choice. Abram could have said no and not left his comfort zone, and we can choose to do so as well, if that's our choice. Faith is a personal trust with your whole self, because God's a person and not simply an idea. You have to trust him even when you don't see him, or even when you don't think he's present. And that's sometimes very hard for each of us to do. After all, faith is a belief in your mind and a trust in your heart and obedience in your actions to do what God is calling you to do. We have to listen to God's calling. We need to respond as Abram responded. So we have faith as our vehicle on life's journey. Our responsorial psalm today provides us the second step for our journey, and that is the need for a roadmap, so to speak, for our journey. And that roadmap for us is a revelation of God, who in fact God is, the object of our faith. In just a few short verses in that today's psalm, we're told 10 things about God: that he's upright, trustworthy, just, righteous and kind. He knows us, delivers us, preserves us, helps us, and shields us. Just imagine for a moment what it would be like if God did not possess any one of those attributes. This self-portrait of God set out for us in today's psalm serves to justify our faith, trust, hope, and love. And that self-portrait of God was revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. That's our roadmap for our life's journey. Our second reading today from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy provides us the third step needed for our journey, and that is the need for direction. We have a map, but we need to know where to go. We have faith as our map, and we need to know where we need to go to reach our intended destination. Our life's journey is a road. It's not a circle like the roundabouts we see all over now. No, it's a line, however crooked or twisting it may be. It still ultimately points in a certain direction. Where is that direction? In what direction is God calling each of us? What is our purpose or our goal in life? Well, hopefully it's to become saints, a call to holiness. Holiness, being like God, is a high goal to which each of us is called. And that's the point of St. Paul's second letter to Timothy. It's a little preview of heaven. Of course, we all know we can't become holy on our own. We're too weak, and we need help, and we need direction. And that's precisely why God, merciful that he is, came down to us in our weakness and sent us his son, Jesus. He's the one to provide us the needed direction with the roadmap to show us our way to holiness. We need to respond and listen to that direction he provides us. We've also been blessed to have the benefit of the examples of the lives of the saints, both those who have preceded us and those who live among us this very moment. Finally, we have our gospel today, a story we're all familiar with, as it's always proclaimed each year during the second Sunday of Lent, and that's Jesus' transfiguration. Jesus' transfiguration gives us a little preview of heaven, the destiny of our journey. It's the last of the four steps and gives us the answer to the question where hopefully our journey will lead us. What will the end be like? What will we get if we make it to the end of the finish line? And that answer, folks, is we'll get the greatest of all possible joys, and that is a face-to-face encounter with God. In fact, that was Christ's definition of heaven in the prayer he prayed to the Father before he was crucified, when he said, "This is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God." To know him, to see him in person, face to face. Jesus gave his apostles a glimpse of that at the transfiguration when they saw for a brief moment his heavenly glory and beauty. So to sum things up, you know, in today's four scripture readings, we're provided with the four steps we need to reach our life's goal. First, the vehicle for our life's journey, which is faith. Then our roadmap, which is God's revealed word, Christ, who serves as our guide for that journey. And next, our direction, our goal, the end of our journey, which is holiness, becoming saints. And lastly, our reward, the joy of seeing God face to face. Now, each of the four things I've spoken of come at a price. We all know being a follower of Christ isn't a cruise down easy street. Matter of fact, it's just the opposite. We have to respond, each and every one of us, pick up our cross, give up something, both to God and to each other. Things like our selfishness, our distrust, and our pride. That, folks, is why each year we have the liturgical season of Lent. But when you take a close look at it, if we approach Lent correctly, it's really a good deal for us, because we only give up what makes us most deeply unhappy in exchange for what makes us truly happy. We give up selfishness in exchange for love. Give up fear for trust, and give up our pride in exchange for humility. By doing this, it allows us on our journey to follow the four steps I've mentioned, which are actually four gifts of faith, the roadmap of God's revealed word, direction, or being called to holiness, to reach our ultimate reward of seeing God face to face. These all are truly gifts of God, and only our humility rather than our pride can accept such gifts. Everyone's life is its own unique journey. But if we each possess faith, have God as our roadmap, and our goal the pursuit of holiness to become saints, we know the glory that awaits us at the end of our journey in this earthly life.